long-term projections?
I'm not a doctor. Next.
What have you been told?
I don't know. What do you mean? They're not out for the year. Is that long-term?
Like before the All-Star break or?
But yeah.
Before, so it could be sometime in the next three games before the All-Star break then?
It could be, yeah.
Would Tyler's All-Star appearance be in jeopardy?
Never thought of that, actually. So, I don't know. I'm worried about our game against Boston and then our game against
Edmonton,
and then our game against Colorado, and then our game against Vancouver. So I'm not worried about All-Star game.
Were they, didn't see what happened? Were they just sort of innocuous sort of
things? Yeah, nothing. They were just one of those. We haven't had injuries in 2 months, and sometimes this happens. It would, you would never, they're freak things. Mm-hmm. They weren't dirty plays. They weren't anything like that. It was the grind of a season, game being caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it sucks. It's like Kalorn going down on the pregame skate.
Yeah.
But not to make light of it at all, but it's that they were just, they're just weird plays. Mm-hmm. And sucks.
All right, so they're both out tonight.
Yeah, out tonight.
Day after that, or?
I would say, yeah. I would say Johnny's for sure day to day. I would say Petty's day-ish.
Days to days.
Days to days, probably. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. Like I said, it's always worse the night before than today. It's tight, and then all of a sudden, to me, as I said, I don't think they're long term.
Mm-hmm. Yes, obviously you have 7 D's here, and stick with the six you have. I guess
it's
now with
six here, and yeah. They'll play. We'll reevaluate after tonight.
Mm-hmm. Does it help to? And we've talked so much about your depth, but to be able to bring in a guy like Vladdy, who's been here, spent mm-hmm. a lot of time here, mm-hmm. to be able to just kind of plug him in.
Yeah, I think. Vladdy's been. It's not just. He's been with us this year. He's been with the organization a couple of years, and he's been coached by me in the minors. He's been coached by Zets. He's been coached by me in the NHL. So there's familiarity there. You could make an argument that he could have been here, should have been here the whole time. You run into the numbers game, the positions game, and unfortunately he was in a situation where he at the time in need. We've needed guys in the lineup to kind of give us a certain look, and unfortunately, he was the odd man out. We believe he's an NHL player, no question, and now he's going to get his chance again to come up and contribute. And he's going to be a big part of our organization, and we're going to need him tonight.
What can you say about a kid who obviously he was an NHL player, going ahead to go back to the AHL? He didn't pout. He ended up playing well, making the All-Star team down there. Yeah. It says a lot about, easily been down and easily been frustrated by having to get sent down when he didn't really necessarily deserve to get sent down.
I think one of the things is he's a high-character kid, high-compete level. You just watch the way he's come out, the way he's played. Like, especially somebody that was really undersized when he came into pro a few years ago, he was never shy about how hard he played the game and what areas he went to on the ice. That's continued to now. He's just gotten bigger, and there's players that are committed to being in the NHL. That kid's committed to being in the NHL. He's just gonna wait for his turn, but it's coming.
Could you?